Michael.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm going well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I've got three adult alternatives to Avengers Goodbye, Farewell, Amen, sorry, Endgame today, offering minimal CGI and no intergalactic threats to Earth. Sorry to disappoint you.
The only reason I came here.
I realise that. I'm going to start with a film called The Hummingbird Project. This one stars Jesse Eisenberg, Alexander Skarsgård and Salma Hayek. It's written and directed by Kim Nguyen, who did a film called War Witch. In the world of high-frequency commodity trading, speed is everything. A few milliseconds can be the difference between making or losing a fortune. When cousins Vincent and Anton Zaleski, played by Jesse Eisenberg and Alexander Skarsgård, I keep calling him Stellan Skarsgård, I don't know why, perhaps because they're related. When they decide to strike out on their own and build a fiber optic cable from Kansas City to New Jersey, which would be up to 5 milliseconds faster than the current available technology, their old boss, Eva Torres, played by the silver-haired evil Salma Hayek, is not happy. Now, will they succeed and make their millions of dollars? Well, America is the land of opportunity, but it's also a land where big money and big business usually crush any interlopers. Usually Goliath crushes David. Look, the Hummingbird Project, it starts off promisingly enough with our two bold heroes sticking their middle fingers up to the man, or in this case, woman, and chasing their dreams. But when it eventually becomes obvious that chutzpah, hustle, and determination aren't going to be quite enough against the cunning, unlimited technological resources, and financial might of their former boss, the Hummingbird Project, much like the fiber optic cable the two are trying to build, it feels like it's on the road to nowhere. And the film actually turns into a fairly depressing viewing experience. Maybe it's a cautionary tale about the evils of capitalism. I just wasn't sure. Jesse Eisenberg does a lot of metaphorical wing flapping, you know, his acting style. But for me, this film just didn't quite fly.
But it got there 5 milliseconds faster.
But does it?
Okay. Fair enough.
No spoilers. We move on to another film called The Chaperone, starring Elizabeth McGovern, Hayley Lou Richardson, Gez Rurig, Campbell Scott, Blythe Danner, and Miranda Otto. It's directed by Michael Engler. It's based on the book by Laura Moriarty. This story, inspired in inverted commas by true events, tells the story of Mrs. Norma Carlyle, played by Elizabeth McGovern. She chaperoned young Louise Brooks, who was a real person and who was played in this film by Hayley Lou Richardson, from Wichita, Kansas to a dance academy in New York way back in 1922. Now, Norma is supposedly going along to keep the free-spirited and impulsive Louise in check and, most importantly, keep her virtue and virginity in check. But it turns out that Norma has other secret motivations for volunteering to accompany Louise on this journey. What follows is a surprisingly tame film, apart from a few secrets from the past being revealed in fairly unspectacular fashion. No real mischief is gotten up to by young Louise Brooks, and Norma's story tends to plod along to a fairly satisfying yet predictable conclusion. Well, as satisfying as the social mores and etiquette of the day would allow you. I don't want to reveal any spoilers to what those conclusions are going to be. Look, if you love beautiful period costume dramas, and I'm looking at you, Mum, this film will be right up your alley. It's even written and directed and stars someone from Downton Abbey, Elizabeth McGovern. But in the end, I was left wondering whether everything that Norma does in this film could have actually been done without Louise Brooks even being part of this film. The Chaperone is well-meaning, but should have been accompanied by a livelier script.
So we're kind of naught for two at the moment. What are we ending on?
We're ending on a film called Thunder Road. This one is written, directed, and stars a guy called Jim Cummings in his feature film debut. It also stars Nikon Robinson, or could be Nikon Robinson, Jocelyn DeBoer, Kendall Farr, and Chelsea Edmondson. This is an indie American film. Jim Cummings plays Jim Arnaud, a Texas police officer in a small town. He's an awkward sort of a character with more than a few eccentricities, which do become exacerbated by the death of his mother and drawn-out divorce proceedings from ex-partner Rosalind, who's played by Jocelyn DeBoer. His ex-partner also wants sole custody of 9-year-old daughter Crystal, played by Kendall Farr. So this also leads to a bit of stress for Jim. Now, Thunder Road won quite a few awards at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and the key to this is probably Jim Cummings' extraordinary performance as a man struggling to cope with grief and loss. His character has this stream of consciousness way of speaking that often inadvertently offends or frightens other characters in the film, yet his not-so-quiet desperation is actually really highly relatable to the viewing audience. Especially, well, I found it highly relatable anyway. In fact, so much so that we're even moved to feel sympathy for a white police officer, which is kind of unusual yeah. Feel sympathy for a white American police officer. Now, the Thunder Road, the title of the film sounds familiar because it's based on the title of a Bruce Springsteen song, Thunder Road. But you won't hear that song during the film in the soundtrack, probably because the filmmakers couldn't afford the rights to use it. But this film is just as much an ode to the struggles of the working classes as one of the boss's songs. Thunder Road's journey is fairly predictable, but again, Jim Cummings' frenzied performance will provide just enough delightful detours to really move you.
Sounds so good. Thanks so much, Michael.
Always a pleasure.